beach easy. Hey mamas, welcome to another episode of I Speak Mama, the show where we talk about the highs and lows of mamahood. Grab your favorite beverage, give your kids the iPad, and take a break because today is all about holiday traditions. I'm Shannon, Gabriel and Grayson's mom.
And I'm Danielle, Layton's mom.
Danielle, I'm so excited because Christmas, we all know I'm a crazy Christmas person. You're big into Christmas too, aren't you?
Oh yeah, all the holidays really. Yeah. Like we start usually at Halloween time just going wild with it and just continue on through Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Have you guys put up your Christmas tree yet?
Not quite yet.
No. Okay. I've noticed that a lot of places already have their Christmas trees put up. And one thing I've had to make sure I'm not allowed to do is I cannot put my Christmas tree up before, I do it the weekend before Thanksgiving. That's at least somewhat nice because my husband would actually, I don't know if we would be married still.
I thought for sure you would be an early Christmas tree kind of gal.
So for me putting up the Christmas tree the weekend prior to Thanksgiving, that's about as good as I can get it. And to keep my marriage alive, I'll at least do that. I'll work with that. Barrett loves Thanksgiving because he loves to eat and he also enjoys cooking. So he's really into Thanksgiving. Me, on the other hand, Thanksgiving is just like, okay, I don't like to slave over the cooking like 10 hours.
And
yeah, I'm one of those. I'm like, all right, let's go to Costco or Sam's Club and get all the sides already pre-made. I like the fried turkey. That's about it.
So, you know, as a kid, the tradition in our family was always you couldn't start watching Christmas movies or put up the Christmas tree until the day after Thanksgiving. Well, we would usually eat our Thanksgiving dinner and then start Christmas movies, but then we would go get our tree the very next day. So I try to stick with that just because that's how I was brought up, but me and Bobby get way too excited, and then we're like, we always have a ton of people over for Thanksgiving, so we're
cool.
We want it to feel festive, but we do wait a little while because we always get a real tree.
And you I was gonna ask, do you get a real tree?
Yeah.
Do you have a particular type of tree? I only know the trees based on Hallmark movies, so I don't really, because we have a fake tree.
So my husband actually has this really unique, like, favorite tree from his childhood that we always try to find every single year, but it's really, really hard to get because I think it's only in the Virginia area that you can get it.
Okay.
It smells like orange citrus heaven. Like, it is such a pretty tree. I think it's called a conchlor fir or something like that. But if we can ever find those, we get those. But typically we'll go to the booth tree farm, and we'll usually go do that, make a tradition, get our picture with Santa, do that whole thing.
So. I bet Layton loves that.
Oh my gosh, yeah. The very first year we went, not so much, but she's warmed up and now she loves
that
Santa.
That can be intimidating the first year for a child when it comes to this man who's got a red big gold suit and everything. That's, yeah.
Right.
Well, now do you make your own ornaments?
No, we haven't started that yet.
Okay.
We always pick one every year, but we haven't started making them. That sounds really fun, though.
At least do something based on her hand or her feet. Because we tried to, at least while the boys were especially at daycare, they would do something really mainly their feet. We look back, we pull those out, and holy moly, because Gabriel's in a size 10 men's shoes. I know I mentioned this before. So if you look at like the little baby size on the feet, you know, and then see where he's at now, it's really cute to see how much we've grown throughout the years. We also do a ribbon for each year, and Gabriel has red, Grayson has green, and we do a new ornament each year with that to see how tall they are.
Oh.
So it just kind of helps because I'll forget to do like the writing on the wall of like measurements.
Mm-hmm.
So at least at Christmas time, I know about where we were at last year.
Right? We do the wall measurements. It's right there in the kitchen. So like we just every once in a while.
You'll update
we'll
it.
Every once in a while, she'll just walk over to the wall and be like, measure me.
Oh, cute. Well, that's the difference with the girls and the boys. She's like, yes, I would like to know. And the boys, again.
But with the ribbons, is that where you put it into like the clear?
The clear ones,
So those
like,
are so cool.
We'll put the year, or I'll put the year on the clear one. And so the boys like to take it out each year and they know, and it's just one ornament because they know which color is theirs.
Mm-hmm.
So then they'll know exactly their height from each year.
Aww.
So they've enjoyed that. And of course, like you just said, we'll do a new ornament each year with the year on it. Mm-hmm. So I feel like we have so many ornaments, though.
Oh, yeah. There comes a point where you have to start picking and choosing. And you don't, do any of the pretty decorative ones anymore that you used to. It's just all, chaos.
Do you let Layton help you with the tree?
Yes. Well, we did. We started it last year.
Okay.
And we just give her the ones that aren't super breakable. So we give her the sturdy ones that she can put on the bottom and stuff.
I let the boys one time help me, and I'm a little OCD. And it was one area of the tree that had all of these ornaments, and then the rest of the tree was bare. And I'm like, okay, mama's got this.
I definitely fixed the spacing afterwards. Yeah, because it makes my eye twitch a little bit too.
Glad I'm not the only mom. I'm going to assume that Jen probably does the same thing because I know she has a little bit of OCD.
Right? It's got to, be evenly spaced at the very least. But yeah, we'll let her start off by putting it, and then she goes to bed and I'm just like, let me
fix these a little bit. Yeah. Well, I know you mentioned about the Christmas tree, with going to getting a new tree or a real tree. Are there any other traditions that you bring to the family or your family now that you had when you were growing up?
Yeah, so I don't know if this is unique or not, or if other families do this, but growing up, I guess in my dad's family, because there were so many kids, I think he's one of seven. I always mix this up. It's one of seven or eight. And so, my grandmother would wrap up everything in the stocking for them to have.
Yes.
So she would wrap up their breakfast for the morning. So
bacon or something.
No. Nothing like that. You would get an orange and an apple.
Okay.
And then, those little miniature boxes of cereal.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, my dad, every single year growing up, would always put an orange and an apple, a little mini box of cereal that he would wrap up in, wrapping paper. And then growing up, he would start to get those canned mimosas and stuff like that and put them in there. But when I was younger, he would maybe put a can of Coke or something like that in there. So at the very bottom of the stocking is your breakfast. So once you get finished opening your whole stocking and you get to your breakfast, you eat your breakfast and then you get to open the gifts underneath of the trees.
Oh, that's so cute.
I don't know if any other families do that, but I always thought that was a fun little thing that my dad brought on. What about you?
Well, I will say Barrett's mom, she always would put an orange, an apple, bananas, different things in their stockings. So I do try to put at least a fruit in there. Mm-hmm. But stockings for us were always the biggest deal because it was the fun little unique items that you would get in there. We try not to do too much for Christmas just because I'm boys, you're very fortunate. Mm-hmm. Of course, I wrap up their deodorant, a toothbrush, toothpaste, and all sorts of kind of stuff within the stocking itself. But one of our favorite things is that we always like to watch the Disney Christmas Parade because, of course, I love Disney. So that's always something that I've continued with the boys. But we didn't really have a whole lot of traditions growing up for Christmas. And I think that's why now for me, I make it such a big deal and go a little bit out of my way to make sure that we're doing different things, whether it's going and making crafts or going to a special Christmas show or just different things of making memories versus really the presents aspect. I will say, though, the boys for the past, 4 years now, they always get a new whoopee cushion.
I love that.
Boys, they love it. They just think it's the coolest thing in the world. By usually at least the first of the year, they're busted, but for those 2 weeks of Christmas break, they entertain themselves with
kids and potty humor. It's a big thing. One of my daughter's favorite thing to say is booty butt.
Oh my goodness. And that's so random, too. That's funny.
I think it actually might be me and Bobby's fault because I think we'd be like, you little booty butt. And now that's her favorite word all the time. But yeah.
You should start calling her BB.
Poor girl has so many nicknames.
Oh, that's awesome, though. All right, so next thing when it comes to Christmas, and this was never a tradition for my age or generation, and I don't even think this came out until maybe 15 years ago, or I could be wrong, but the Elf on the Shelf.
Oh, yeah.
Have y'all started doing that yet?
We haven't, but there's a version. So I don't know why I've always had this obsession with Snoop Dogg and
it's all good.
There's a version.
Snoop Dogg's fun.
There's a version called Snoop on a Stoop, and I really want to find that one.
Oh, that would be fun.
I don't know if that's bad parenting or not.
No, that's actually fun parenting.
Okay, good.
Yes. Well, for us, we actually started with this. I was like, I'm never doing that Elf on the Shelf just because it's hard work. Because a lot of times at like 5 a.m., Barrett and I look at each other, crap, and throwing the elf all around. But we actually were having the hardest time to train Gabriel with potty training. And we ended up presenting the elf and saying, you know, Goofer is the name they picked. Of course, it's a G because everything else is a G in our household. and we told Goofer, you know, we've got to work on our potty training. And, you know, if we're going to get better, Goofer's going to go and tell Santa Claus.
Great name, by the way.
Right. So needless to say is Goofer helped potty train Gabriel. So I love that elf on the shelf.
That's awesome. I mean, yes. You got to do what you got to do, right?
Sometimes that's the truth. And he comes out the day after Thanksgiving. So the boys are always like, okay, where's Goofer going to be? A lot of times he lands on the Christmas tree with a little note of, I'm back and you better be good. But the elf on the shelf is very entertaining, to say the least. If I don't know if you follow any, I know since you said you don't do it, but even just following some of the elf on the shelf, like Facebook pages and thus forth, some of the things that people do, I'm like, golly, you have some great imaginations.
What's the craziest thing Goofer's done?
Goofer just moves from different place to place. I'm trying to think what, he'll hang from like in the bathroom from like the lights or something, but he's never really done anything too crazy. He may have to this year because we are getting a little bit more of the questioning of Santa and Christmas and thus forth. So we might have to go a little bit overboard, but nothing crazy. A lot of times he'll bring them like chocolates or, you know, just random things.
They have those books now that you can get too that are like Elf on the Shelf branded that give you ideas, I guess, for each
really?
Day.
That makes sense.
I saw like, you know how Amazon sends out those magazines now? Like, before
I
the
threw
holidays.
It away before my kids could see it.
Oh my gosh. Leighton went through and circled absolutely everything.
That's what they used to do. So that I made sure I'm like, oh crap, this way.
I was like, baby, I said three things.
Yeah.
Whatever, mom.
Well, I will tell you, so I had the opportunity to meet the ladies who created Elf on the Shelf.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's a mom and daughter duo, and we had them at a conference many years ago here in the area. And to hear their story and all that they were told no numerous times, year after year. They almost lost everything, including their house, everything. And finally, someone took a chance on them. And of course, now they're doing wonderful.
Right.
And they have their entire warehouse. It's Christmas all year long. And just to see some of the things that they come up with, whether it be, of course, they've added different animals, a part of the Elf on the Shelf series. They have different movies. So we'll usually watch one of the movies to start the Christmas season off. But just to see the things that they've been able to do and just that whole imagination, I don't have a great imagination. So I'm like, kudos to you guys.
Those different parts of the brain.
The different parts of the brain for me, I'm like, yeah, I don't have that, but hey, that's awesome. And then the best part is just seeing a mother-daughter duo being able to, you know, create this and really a legacy, I think is just so cool. Because I'm like, oh, that would be so much fun to do with my mom, to have something, you know, of a legacy to that nature. So
awesome. Like, it also kind of speaks to that like perseverance factor, like how when we were talking to Amelia, like just that, you know, keep on going no matter what kind of mentality and like it all works out kind of thing. So it's kind of a nice part of the story, too.
It is. It really is. I mean, just imagine being told no numerous times and then the banks stop giving you loans and then you have to put up your house and everything else. Mm-hmm. And they were the daughter, I believe the mother, too, but I know the daughter was married. I can only imagine if I was to come to something like an idea with this to Barrett and be like, hey, by the way, we're going to put our house up for collateral. You're what? That would be interesting. But Leighton, okay, so Leighton's 3 or 4?
She's almost 4.
Okay.
She'll be 4 February 1st.
So this would be probably a good year to start something.
If
you wanted to, because she would probably understand it a little bit better.
Oh, yeah. No, and she's been like, all about Christmas pretty much this whole entire year.
Aww.
Just out of nowhere, she was just like all about Christmas, asking about Christmas. She loves Santa. She's a big Christmas gal. So
my kids every morning they wake up, okay, we're gonna go for land tonight or today or whatever. So she might actually would enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially just for your sake, probably just give it a little bit more of the whole magical experiences.
Yeah, add another tradition into the mix.
Yes. Like, here's one of the questions that just said, at what age did you find out that Santa wasn't real?
Wait a second. Santa's not real.
Right? I was always told, if you don't believe, you don't receive.
Exactly.
So, but this day and time, kids are mean.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you guys, of course,
not looking forward to.
Young. We had this conversation actually just last night, and the exact words that came out was, if you don't believe, you don't receive. But no matter what, it's the whole, you know, magical experience of a holiday. But the main thing is to keep in mind, family's always number one, and then everybody does not always receive the same things. Mm-hmm. So for us, when it comes to Christmas, we do not go overboard with Christmas items. This past year, we'll say Barrett and I, we bought them a PlayStation 5, but that was because they have been begging for a very long time for that. But we saved up to be able to get them that. But that's typically not the case. There's usually maybe two or three items that they'll get that they need.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing crazy, just because, of course, the other kids that they're around at school, I don't want them feeling uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So
we kind of talked about, like, all the stuff from Santa was going to be, like, littler, like,
yeah,
smaller things.
Yeah.
So, like, that, you know, when she is going back to school and stuff like that, like, talking to her friends, not being like, oh, you know, Santa got me, like, all this crazy stuff. Mm-hmm. And then the other kids are like, well, I only got, you know, a teddy bear or something,
yeah,
like that. So we made that decision to do all Santa stuff, just be like the smaller, like, kind of cute things. And then we usually do one bigger thing for her every year. That's like,
from y'all.
Yeah. What we've been doing, and then a bunch of like small little things too. But this year, she finally, so she was a really bad nail biter, like, for a very long time, and she finally broke it.
Yay!
Like, out of nowhere. And we had been begging her, and we were like, we'll get you one of those cool, like, you know, the kids' cars that you can sit in kind of things.
Yeah.
So we got her pink little,
Barbie?
We were going to get her a Jeep, but it ended up being like a Bronco.
Oh, cool.
So I'm really excited for her to open that.
Oh,
on
she
Christmas.
Already got it.
Yeah. I got it when Prime Day deals were going
Where
on.
Are you hiding it?
It's under a sheet.
Layton, close your ears.
It's under a sheet in the garage. It's still in the box. We haven't put it together or anything yet, which we probably should to make sure it works. But right. We'll chance it.
You know.
But that's we decided to wait to give it to her for Christmas.
That's
but
cool.
That was always our bribe. Like, you'll get one of these cars if you stop biting your nails.
Oh, she's going to be so excited.
Mm-hmm.
Those things are fun, too.
Oh, yeah.
I remember, I think I was like 6 or 7 when I got one. The things that I remember, because I don't remember a lot of stuff. But yeah. Oh, she's going to have so much fun going up and down the little driveway.
So excited.
Do y'all live in a cul-de-sac?
Yeah. So our street is kind of weird. It's a dead end street. So like where we're at, it kind of has like a little curve. Like,
yeah,
it's like a half cul-de-sac, and then it goes down further, and then it's a full cul-de-sac, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So she does have like the space, like, and it's like a half moon area for her to be able to drive around, and she goes on her scooter out there and her bike.
I'm gonna
and
laugh.
Stuff.
She's gonna put like Pop-Tart or something like in this car. And,
mm-hmm.
All right, bye, Mom. See you.
We got her a tiny little one for her first birthday, like just one of the little ones,
mm-hmm,
and we do have pictures of her in it with Pop-Tart.
And Pop-Tart's the dog.
She's
just
not
so
thrilled.
Everyone knows.
She was not thrilled about it.
No. Well, it's a part of being that whole sister thing.
Oh,
that's cute, though. It's hard when the kids start getting a little bit older, because now, like, we need tennis shoes or Crocs or, you know, those type things. So it's hard to figure out, like, what to get and what not to get.
For
items for Christmas. We've actually talked about this year we want to do more of something memorable. So maybe a small trip or something, just because we have so much time off from school. And it gets so boring after a while. And, I don't want them on their computers or iPad things 24/7. So not too sure what we may do yet. We'll figure that out closer.
Just close your eyes.
Just close your eyes. Yeah, that's
things,
exactly.
Like, make that decision.
That's the truth. That would be fun. They keep on begging to go on a plane because they've never been on a plane. So we even were like, maybe we just find something like a quick, even like just find a Charlotte or something. And I don't know.
I know there's direct flights to Tampa and stuff now that are certain times a year. They,
mm-hmm,
they go really, really low, like under $100 a person.
Oh,
so
that's pretty cool.
Maybe do like a quick Florida, kind of thing. I mean, I know we live at the beach, but you know, it's another beach,
different environment, which is fun. We've talked about so many different things, and I can't keep up of as the many things that we've talked about. So I'm just like, okay, whatever. He'll come in. It's coming soon. Now, do you guys get matching PJs?
We do.
Yes.
We do. We did the Christmas train last year, too. So we were all in our matching PJs in North Carolina at the Christmas train. My husband's like totally on board with it too. Like, you know how you almost kind of
have
like,
to beg plead most of the time.
But he's just like full blown, like, yeah, holidays. Like, he's
what was
just
y'all's
as
last
much.
Year? Like, what type of theme was it?
It was like a green plaid. Like,
okay.
It was kind of like a fuzzy material.
Yeah.
Fleece. That's what I was looking for.
Okay. Well, did it have any saying on the front or on the
No,
shirt
it was
or
just a plaid fleece. Like, we just all three matched.
That's
what about
so
y'all?
Cute. Well, I have to beg for them too. And this year I found some Grinch matching PJs. And my husband is the Grinch, because that's what we call him all the time, because he is so not a holiday person. So I really want to get it. And the boys are like, oh, matching.
Just
really
do it.
I know, that's what I'm about to. I'm just like, oh, you know, yeah, click. I even said, I was like, look, I can get Nana, which is my mom. I was like, we can get her some matching PJs with us, so she'll feel like, you know, that she's a part of the whole crew. They're like, whatever, mama.
We did Grinch. We found really cute Grinch ones a few years ago, because Bobby can actually do an amazing impression, like Jim Carrey in general, but Ooh. Jim Carrey's the Grinch in particular. Like,
yeah.
He can do almost a spot-on impression of him.
You need to get this recorded.
So Bobby is a Grinch, too.
I like it. Bobby, you're going to get a recording of you, please.
We got him the costume and everything, too. So
really?
Yeah.
He could be that for Halloween, too.
We've thought about that for one of the years.
That would be fun.
Just Layton's got, like, big opinions on what she wants to be, like, a lot earlier than we thought she would.
Oh, for Halloween?
Yeah, for Halloween. Like, she had to be Ghost Spider from Spidey and His Amazing Friends this year.
I haven't seen Spidey in so long. Which one is that?
It's one of the new ones. It's like the little kids, and it's Spidey Spin and Ghost Spidey. So it's two boys and a girl. So Ghost Spidey is the girl one. And I guess like her little bestie, Noah and Enzo, they both wanted to be Spidey and Spin.
Oh, cute.
So it was supposed to be a little trio thing going on.
So y'all got kicked out of the whole family matching for that.
Yeah. And we were like, oh, maybe we'll go as like villains or something, and she can, you know, be the amazing Spidey girl. But I ended up looking for costumes way too late, and we ended up going as like robbers, so that she could at least like
pretend to catch
save
you
the
and
day.
Save the
yeah,
day.
We got her like silly string, all that stuff.
Oh, too cute. Well, are there any type of traditions that y'all haven't been doing that you want to do, or maybe that you've started within just the three of you?
Ooh, that's a good question. I feel like we've done a good bit of what we kind of wanted to start with her. So, yeah, I can't really think of anything right now. I know stuff we want to get more consistent with every single year. Like, we ideally would love to go to the mountains and do the train thing every year. But sometimes it's just not feasible. But
yeah, that's
what
the
about
truth.
You?
And if you are, like, wanting to do that kind of stuff, and I don't want to be, like, Debbie Downer, but do it now while she's still loving and appreciating everything. Because my kids they're only 8 and 10, but they've grown out of so many of the... They appreciate, but I don't know if they get the joy out of certain things like how they would have at a younger age. For us, no, the main thing is that I like to enjoy all of what the holiday means versus the commercialized of things. So I always try to make sure that the boys are, whether it's volunteering, doing something, or, you know, just spending time with family, because Substitutes for Santa, a charity I helped put on 18 plus years ago.
Incredible thing.
And that provides our local children a Christmas experience that wouldn't typically get one. And seeing some of these kids and all the obstacles that they've had to go through in life, not by choice, it's made me put a different perspective on the holidays as a whole. So I really like to just try to take it all in. I know it's hard to do sometimes because we all get, you know, fixated on the the items and the shopping. And trust me, I love to shop as much as anybody else. But I just like, I like to kind of slow down and really appreciate everything that especially Christmas has to offer. That's our main goal, really, is just to enjoy the whole holiday season as much as we can. And I love watching any type of Christmas movie that we are able to watch.
All of them.
All of them. You know, I mean, from the Hallmark ones to just the old school, like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Santa Claus and everything else.
White Christmas is our
is that your go-to?
Okay. Yeah, that is, we wait until closer to Christmas for that one just because it's like our big finale as far as like movies go.
But oh, you know, cute.
Miracle on 34th Street, the Santa Claus, like all those ones are the ones we usually do right after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Barrett's big about The Christmas Story. I don't like that one.
I'm probably like one either.
Oh, you don't? Thank you. I'm not the only one.
My parents didn't like it either.
I don't
so
like
I guess
the way
that's
that
why
Ralphie
I
was
like
treated.
It, but
so, and Ralphie, like from the movie, looks just like Gabriel, my oldest. And so then it makes me like cry whenever they're being not so nice to Ralphie. So, but he loves watching that movie. I, in particular, have always loved Elf.
That's a good one.
Yeah, with Will Ferrell. But all the Santa Claus movies with Tim Allen. And then, of course, all my Hallmark movies. So I've gotten the boys already starting to watch Hallmark movies, the Christmas movies.
Oh, good. That's good that they watch those with you.
Yeah, they're like, well, okay, Mama, we rather watch this than have to watch the news or something. So, but yeah, no, holidays are always a good time. And I will have to ask you. So Jen and I had a conversation about this. Last year, right, for the holidays, do you do the blow up, like, you know, any type of blow ups that are outside, like inflatables?
I hate the inflatables.
Oh, you and Jen. Okay. I'm that person that I want every inflatable there is outside. So I have a Max from the Grinch. I have, what else? I have a dinosaur. Of course, I have a Rudolph, a penguin. I have so many. Mickey Mouse.
I love seeing them at other people's places. It's just they've never been for us. Like even Halloween, like a lot of our neighbors have these really, really cool ones and stuff. And then we've just got the ridiculous 12-foot skeleton.
Y'all got the skeleton?
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to decorate it for Christmas?
No, we took him down.
What in the world?
I know. And like everyone in our neighborhood every single year sends me like all these pictures.
Yeah.
Like, I just got sent one today. It was turning him into like a turkey.
Cute.
But we've never had the guts to do it, I guess, because it's, you know, like
it's so tall too.
You never want to like rile people up in your neighborhood where you live. So I was like, I don't know how on board the whole neighborhood is with us keeping him up because he is a little ridiculous.
But I think it'd be cool. You should do it one year, just 1 year and just see how it goes.
I know everyone on our street would pretty much be okay with it at least.
Well, I guess you and Jen, like, two out of three.
She doesn't like them either.
No, she laughed about me with all of my inflatables and everything else. So, but it's the things that I enjoy. So it is what it is.
You gotta do what you love.
Right? Exactly. Well, is there anything else about the holidays and or Christmas that you wanna?
Oh, I did think of some tradition, actually, like while we were talking. One thing I haven't started, my dad used to go overboard with like, you know, all the things to like make me think Santa was there and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Like to the point where 1 year when we were living in Maine, he somehow got sleigh marks like and little hoof prints and
oh my goodness
and footprints on the roof of our two-story house, like in the snow. Like, I still to this day have no clue how he safely did that.
And especially because it had to be in the middle of the night.
Yeah, exactly. Like I have no clue how he did that.
Because Santa's real.
Exactly. So that's
your
why
dad
I
just said,
that's
well,
why
I'll
I believed.
Take credit.
I believed that for so, so long. Like it's still in the back of my brain, like, it's got to be. Yeah, exactly. Because he would just always make it so magical every year. So I want to start up in my game a little bit on
well,
bringing
if you
the
start
magic.
Up in your game, send some ideas my way because I am so not creative.
Luckily, we don't get snow here. So.
Yeah. But I wish it was a little bit warm, cooler. It's so hot.
Oh, yeah. I was on the beach in the water this like earlier.
In November.
Yeah, in November. Yeah. I don't think I've ever done that in all
Me
the years
either.
Of living here.
Like, Good times.
It was wild. I got so confused. I was like, wait, is it the summer? What day is it?
We'll have a true white Christmas, but what you're saying, not mm-hmm. the snow.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it sounds like we're going to have some pretty good holiday stories to bring back to everyone that's listening. And if there is anyone who has ideas or suggestions, send it our way. That might be a little bit more creative for us, mm-hmm. especially with all these different age gaps with the kids. So we would love to hear from you all. But other than that, cheers.
Cheers.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you.
We don't just get away at the beach. We get together. Because no matter what floats your boat, we're floating right along with you. With over 2,000 restaurants, live music all day and night, and endless attractions, Myrtle Beach was made for having fun and beaching easy. Welcome to 60 miles where you belong, the beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Plan your trip at visitmyrtlebeach.com.